This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audio sidekick to the Bigger Pockets blog. I'm your host, Tyler. And think about it this way. Each of these episodes is like one short chapter from a giant audiobook written by the world's best and brightest real estate investors. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets. Ugh. But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial. Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Should you buy now or wait? Here's How to Mathematically Calculate Your Options by Whitney Hutton. In the ever-shifting world of real estate, you find yourself at a crossroads. Do you buy now or wait for more favorable market conditions? The housing market witnessed unprecedented shifts during the pandemic, for sure, with home prices soaring and mortgage rates experiencing volatility in 2022 and 23 because of the Fed's attempts to curb inflation through rate hikes. The combination of these two situations leaves aspiring investors grappling with the decision of whether to lock in stable leverage today or wait for, quote, the next cycle. Here, we'll look at the argument to buy now versus later, as well as the mathematical reasons for each decision. Let's get to it. So, why buy now? The prevailing sentiment at the end of 2023 among buyers is toward caution. With existing home sales witnessing a notable dip and a substantial 85% of consumers deeming it an inopportune time to buy a house, according to the Fannie Mae Home Purchase Sentiment Index. However, recent developments suggest a glimmer of hope for buyers in various regions. Days on market figures are on the rise, providing potential buyers with more time to make informed decisions. Notably, major cities like Seattle and San Francisco, which experienced soaring prices, have seen double-digit year-over-year declines. So here are some factors to consider if you're looking to buy now. equity building, and long-term investment. Despite mortgage rates playing hard to get and home prices soaring, buying now still could be your golden ticket to building equity and wealth. No kidding. Stacy Frolic, a broker with Compass in New York City, emphasizes the importance of not delaying, stating this, and I quote, "You cannot time the market, and a home should be a long-term investment," end quote. So it's like planning for a marathon, not a sprint. But you know this. Let's take a look at mortgage rate considerations, too. While mortgage rates have eased from October 23's, 8% highs, remember that, they currently remain above 7%. Melissa Cohn, a regional vice president of William Ravis Mortgage, advises this, quote, "When mortgage rates drop and more buyers come back into the market, home prices will rise," end quote. Just keep that in mind. If the deal works with the current interest rate, you could lock in the current rate and refinance later if interest rates drop. As the old adage goes, marry the property, date the rate. Let's take a look at credit score, down payment, and long-term ownership. All right, so buyers with excellent credit scores, we're talking 740 and up, are poised to secure the best mortgage deals. Add a substantial down payment and plan for long-term ownership, and you're basically the real estate equivalent of a superhero. Cape's optional. What if there's a recession, you might be wondering? Yeah, navigating a potential recession is like trying to parallel park on a busy street. It's hard, but it's not impossible. While recessions pose risks, they may also present unique opportunities due to decreased competition and a lot less risk of a fender bender. So why buy later? For those inclined to wait for the real estate stars to align more favorably, considerations include the volatility of mortgage rates, local market conditions, and personal financial stability. Here's a closer look at each factor. First, impact of lower mortgage rates. Let's take a look. So waiting for lower rates could be beneficial considering recent fluctuations that exceeded a full percentage point in just a few months. But when you consider buying in your current market, analyzing the financial outcomes of buying now versus waiting could shed a light on the potential advantages of patience. Local market conditions. Monitoring local trends like dropping home values or increasing inventory might influence the decision to wait. Waiting for improved personal finances, including a windfall or credit score enhancement, can also be a strategic move, for sure. Potential recession and buying opportunities. Yeah, the probability of a recession by September 2024 stands at 46%. Posing risks, but also potential opportunities for savvy investors. Less competition during a recession could lead to unique investment possibilities. Case study, making the right move now. Let's dive into a tale of two investors, Alex and Morgan. Alex's strategic move now. Alex, eager to seize the opportunity, purchases a $150,000 rental property with a 20% down payment at a 7% interest rate. The property generates a healthy cash flow of $1,200 per month, leading to an annual rental income of $14,400. Over a year, the property appreciates by 5%, adding $7,500 to its value. Simultaneously, Alex's mortgage balance decreases, of course, contributing to equity growth. At the end of the year, Alex's total financial gain, including rental income, property appreciation, and equity increase, demonstrates the positive impact of taking action despite higher interest rates. Alex is also poised with equity to do a refinance should interest rates drop in the future. Morgan's cautious approach. In contrast, Morgan opts for a more conservative strategy, deciding to wait for a potential drop in interest rates. During the year of waiting, the real estate market experiences unexpected growth with property values surging. When Morgan eventually decides to enter the market, the same 150K property has appreciated by 10%, yowza, reaching a value of $165,000. However, Morgan has missed out on a year of rental income and the initial stages of property appreciation Alex capitalized on. Wow, 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 wow. Okay, so which investor came out ahead? Let's take a look. By comparing the financial outcomes of both people, the case study underscores the tangible benefits of taking proactive measures in the current market. Alex, despite facing a higher interest rate, accumulated $14,400 in rental income, enjoyed $7,500 in property appreciation, and saw growth in equity. In contrast, Morgan, who waited for more favorable interest rates, faced a more expensive property. Get that? Wow. Missing out on the income and appreciation gained by Alex. And Alex could just, you know, refinance to the lower rate pretty much whenever he wants. So this case study reinforces the importance of considering the holistic, long-term financial picture, including market considerations, rental income, property appreciation, and equity growth when deciding whether to buy now or wait. It serves as kind of a practical example of how timing and market dynamics can significantly impact an investor's overall success in real estate. And some final thoughts. The decision to buy now or wait hinges on numerous factors, from credit scores and down payments to local market conditions and, of course, the looming possibility of a recession. Despite national headlines, real estate remains hyper-localized, and the optimal decision kind of, you know, varies from one market to another. Thoroughly assessing individual financial situations and consulting with experienced local real estate professionals are crucial steps in determining whether the current market favors immediate investment or waiting for better conditions. Ultimately, the mathematical decision to buy now or later rests on a careful evaluation of these multifaceted considerations. So, make sure your real estate moves aligned with the rhythm of the market. That's a wrap on today's episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. If you're enjoying the show, can I ask for a favor? Please leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It takes a few seconds, and your feedback really helps us out. Thank you. Oh, really? And we'll see you again soon.